Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights saying insurgents have attacked security forces in the western city of Homs, killing at least 14. Homs has been under full government control for nearly 3 years. And in northern Syria, two suicide car bombers killed at least 65 people, including many civilians, rebel fighters, and at least two Turkish soldiers. The attacks came one day after Turkish forces and their rebel allies took much of the strategic town from the Islamic State fighters. President Trump has repeated his recent attacks on the news media. It happened during a speech at the Conservative Political Action Conference outside Washington, where he said the news media never tried to understand his presidential campaign.
But they all underestimated the power of the people, you. And the people proved them totally wrong. Never underestimate the people.
Mr. Trump said nobody loves the First Amendment better than he does, but he said reporters hide behind its protections to publish lies about him. Following his attacks on members of the media, Mr. Trump laid out his vision for the conservative government. Senior Trump administration officials have confirmed White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus had a conversation with senior FBI officials about published news reports on alleged communications between officials from Mr. Trump's presidential campaign and Russia. The discussions could violate long-standing U.S. ethic rules. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says the Trump administration is still considering whether to relocate its embassy in Israel to Jerusalem as a demonstration of support for the world's only Jewish state. Mr. Pence was addressing the Republican Jewish Coalition's annual conference.
President Trump is personally invested in forging a lasting peace in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Under President Trump, let me assure you, America will support the negotiation process. But as the president said, any agreement must be reached by both sides. And where there will undoubtedly have to be compromises, know this. The Trump administration will never compromise the safety and security of the Jewish state of Israel.
Vice President Pence also used his speech to reiterate that any provocative actions from Iran would not be tolerated by the Trump administration. He said President Trump will never allow Iran to develop a nuclear weapon. He said this is a solemn promise to the world. In Pretoria, South Africa, police fired stun guns, rubber bullets, and water cannons at protesters. It was the latest wave of anti-immigrant protest. And President Jacob Zuma condemned the anti-foreigner violence as he appealed for calm. VOA's Anita Powell is covering the developments.
Residents of a Pretoria area called Mamelodi said that they were going to march against foreigners. They didn't initially get permission from the police to do so, but then it appeared at the last minute they did. Now, the estimates for how many people showed up, it varies. Authorities initially said in the dozens. Then police said later that they arrested about 150 people. So it appears that a few hundred people showed up on this short march through the center of Pretoria, the capital.
Amnesty International released a statement in which they said South African authorities have largely failed to address the outbreak of xenophobic crimes that has been seen in the country since at least 2008. Speaking to VOA, former U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says the apparent assassination of the estranged half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un reflects instability and uncertainty in the North Korean leadership. Kim Jong-nam died on February 13th after allegedly being poisoned by two women at Kuala Lumpur's airport. Malaysian police say the poison used to kill Kim was the VX nerve agent, which is banned under the Chemical Weapons Convention, which North Korea never signed. Get more on this story and the rest of the hour's news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.